This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics will be giving all eligible Australians the opportunity to express their view on whether Australian marriage laws should be changed to allow same-sex couples to marry. Survey forms will be sent to all eligible Australians on the Commonwealth electoral roll. To participate, you must be enrolled. To enrol, check or update your details, visit the AEC website, search AEC or visit an AEC office. The roll closes Thursday, August 24. Authorised by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, Canberra. Spoken by Jake Downs.
Joy sponsor.
You're here with Love Our Proud.
With Z&G on Joy 94.9. What's your name? I'm going to call you a wrong name.
Hey, we've been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
And for you to ask me that question, I'm a little bit insulted.
Hey, Roman.
Wow.
Okay.
You looked me in the eye and said that.
Sorry, I called you by the wrong name. Sorry about that.
I hate it when that happens, you know, because recently started a new job.
Did you?
And I was in the workroom.
Yes.
And the boss, you know,
turns
to me and goes, Mark, how are you finding things?
Uh-huh. Where did you look to Mark? Where was Mark?
Oh, well, I'm not Mark, so I'm looking around me, seeing if Mark's in the room, and no, the boss is looking at me.
At you?
So I just decided to go, it's going well.
Wow.
I'll be Mark right now.
Right, why you played the character of Mark.
I decided to just own it, because it's a new job, I don't want to embarrass him for not knowing my name.
That's true, you don't want to embarrass the boss.
No, so I decided to wear it, I just owned it. So,
you wore Mark for that brief period of time. Or is it... I mean, the question is, really, how long do you leave it? I mean, because, you know, really, do you leave it for what? How long are you going to be there? 10 years?
Possibly. Who knows? Okay. Who knows what the future holds? Mm-hmm.
Z's boss, if you're out there, hold him on for 10 years. Just to see how long we can get this Mark thing happening
for. I can own Mark, yeah. The name Mark.
Mark has the same bank account details as you.
I'd appreciate that.
That's true.
Because that's one of the fears I have, is that they put my name as Mark on the roster.
Oh, right.
I'm not rocking up to work if it's Mark.
No.
That's not me.
That's not you.
I'm waiting for the call from the boss to say, you know, Mark, where are you? I feel like that's the point where I turn around and be like, hey, I'm not Mark. I'm not rocking up to work.
No, that's right. That's right. Not if Z wants to earn money.
Exactly right. Well, Mark should be Z, really, at
Mark,
the end of the day.
Mark is Z, I think.
I'm confused.
is that the new... We're going to have to change the name of the show now.
To Z and Mark?
Z, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can be Mark now.
See? It's that easy the wrong name.
We'll just share it around, right? But yeah, I mean, really, how long are you going to leave it? Because... if you leave it, too short, if you pull them up on it immediately, it does embarrass them.
It does.
And it is the boss, so I understand why you didn't pull it up.
You don't want to pull rank on the boss.
Yeah, but, I mean, look, if you leave it, you know, too long, then really the embarrassment is on you. I mean, you're seeming like the person who's like, could be fraudulent.
Wasn't there a story, though, of someone you used to work with for the longest time thought you were a different name?
Yeah. They told me that. Well, they didn't tell me. I mean, I had no idea really, because they were very general and vague with how they referred to me, to my face.
Oh, a lot of "How's it going, mate? Are you going, champ?"
Yeah, that's okay. Right. That's right. And it wasn't until I was talking to my other, you know, work colleagues at this restaurant that it turns out that they were referring to me to the other people at the restaurant as Sam.
So this person.
Yep.
Would refer to you in conversation as Sam.
As Sam, behind my back.
But never referred to you as Sam.
But never to me. Person. Never to me. And it wasn't until, you know, I was like a year into working at the restaurant that they finally realized, I think it must have been one of the other work colleagues, that, you know, finally mentioned it. Thanks, other work colleagues.
Shout out.
Yeah. You wonder why that business went under. Anyway.
it's true. It's very true.
He said to me, oh, I thought the whole time your name was Sam.
And it's funny because it has nothing to do with you, so the embarrassment doesn't touch you at all.
That's true. Well, yeah, that's true, because it didn't really ever refer to me as a different name to my face. Mm-hmm. So I guess I didn't really have the opportunity to say to him, not my name.
So what you're telling me is all the talk that happens behind your back, doesn't hurt you. So you, that's
sticks and stones will break my bones, but names,
not
wrong
if
names.
It's behind your back.
That's right. That's
interesting.
Right. Wow.
Maybe
wow.
You just really hated green eggs and ham.
That's true.
And they just presumed true. You were Sam I Am.
Oh wow. Wow, yeah. Who wrote the books again?
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss, thank you. What did he have a PhD in? That's what I'm going to ask.
Rhyming, I think.
Rhyming, of course, of course.
Or making up words.
Him and every other rapper, doctors in rhyming.
Wow, look at that.
Dr. Dre, there you go, look at that. Doctors all around.
How deep does it go?
Right?
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.